Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onala Tani. The state government has once again appealed to protesting Nagaland RMSA 2016 batch teachers to resume their duties and wait for the court's decision on its review petition. In a statement yesterday, the school education department viewed that it is the constitutional right of the department to approach the higher court for review. It said the government will consider all demands of the teachers in utmost seriousness once the court hearing takes place. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has congratulated the people of Mizoram on the inauguration of the Bairabi Sairang Railway Line and the launch of three new train services. In a post on social media platform X, Mr. Rio described it as a historic milestone that will boost trade, tourism and development under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that in the last 11 years, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has set a new standard of politics through his work. In an interview with DD News, Mr. Vaishnaw said that the Prime Minister is working with a vision of the nation first, always first.
राजनीति में एक नई लकीर प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने खींची है। 1947 के बाद में पहली बार एक ऐसा नेतृत्व आया है जिस नेतृत्व ने राजनीति को सेवा का माध्यम बनाया। राजनीति पहले भी बहुत लोगों ने की है। किसी ने अपने परिवार के लिए की, किसी ने अपनी पार्टी के लिए की, जनता के लिए, जन-जन के लिए और सेवा की भावना के साथ हम सब सौभाग्यशाली हैं कि आज हमको वैसा नेतृत्व प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के प्रेरणादायी जीवन से मिला है।
The minister said that the Modi government has given emphasis for the welfare of the poor, women, farmers and youth. He said Mr. Modi has implemented various schemes for the welfare of the middle class, be it providing housing facilities, income tax exemption and next generation GST reforms. Mr. Vaishnaw said that self-reliance in every sector is the key to make India a developed nation. He expressed hope that India will soon be the third largest economy in the world. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw yesterday launched a special series of programs for DD National and DD News on Seva Parv at an event in New Delhi. Mr. Vaishnaw said India has established its new identity across the globe. He added that Mr. Modi has always worked for nation building from the beginning of his life. On the occasion, Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju said this is a special occasion when the people are acknowledging the transformative journey of the nation. Akashvani is also broadcasting a series of special programs to mark the Seva Parv. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton yesterday urged citizens to honour the vision and leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, describing him as a leader dedicated to the upliftment of the marginalised and national development. Speaking at the 75th birth anniversary celebration of PM Modi at the BJP headquarters in Kohima, Patton highlighted the transformative impact of Modi's leadership on Nagaland, citing progress in infrastructure, connectivity and basic services, which have significantly improved the quality of life in the state.
Prime Minister Modi Ji's unwavering commitment to improving infrastructure in the Northeast. Work is well underway to extend the railway network to Kohima. The work on the Kohima railway station will not only enhance the accessibility of our state, but will also open up new economic opportunities, ease travels, and promote tourism.
Mr. Patton also announced a series of events under Sewa Pakwara to commemorate the Prime Minister's birthday. The event saw the participation of BJP legislators and party karyakartas and marked by a cake cutting. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is, public service and good governance, the government, under Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has transformed agriculture into a diversified sector through growth in allied activities.
Today's India, farming is no longer confined to fields of grain alone. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, agriculture is expanding its horizon into allied sectors, opening new streams of income and resilience for rural families. On Independence Day this year, Prime Minister Modi stated that the government is providing all farmers the benefit of country's development scheme.
4 lakh crore rupiah agro product ka export hua hai. Ye mere desh ke kisanon ne bhi taakat dikhai. Hum छोटे किसान हो, पशुपालक हो, मछुआरे हो, देश के विकास की अनेक योजनाओं का लाभ आज हम उन तक पहुंचा रहे हैं। पीएम किसान सम्मान निधि हो, रेन वाटर हार्वेस्टिंग हो, सिंचाई की योजनाएं हो, क्वालिटी सीड्स हो, फर्टिलाइजर की आवश्यकता हो।
India ranks among the top producers of fruit, vegetables and spices. India is also the largest meal producer in the world, with dairy emerging as a pillar of prosperity in villages. The PM Matsya Sampada Yojana is modernizing fisheries and aquaculture. By moving beyond single crop dependence, agri-allied sectors are creating a safety net for our farmers and opening up countless opportunities for a secure and sustainable future.
And the big tax cut on the textile industry under the next generation reforms has eased the financial burden on the common man. The GST rates on man-made fibers has been brought down to 5% from previously taxed 18%, while the GST on man-made yarns has been slashed from 12% to 5%. This rationalization in the textile sector is expected to reduce costs, boost demand and support exports. Meanwhile, the GST on ready-made garments that cost up to 2,500 rupees per piece has also been reduced to 5%, making fashion affordable and boosting demand. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.